This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Information and Health News channels. Don't forget, we are streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Once again, in a series of interviews that concludes today, we are once again joined by Dr. Milan Riobay, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine. She is the founder and director of the Riobay Institute of Integrative Medicine, located in Stuart, Florida, a progressive medical practice that fuses traditional Chinese medicine with the cutting-edge technology of integrative medicine. On this episode of eHealth Radio, Dr. Riobay will be discussing why our current cancer treatments are not successful and how we can use more successful therapies right now. Dr. Riobay, always great to have you on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
You bet. So for starters, does chemotherapy effectively treat cancer? Let's start there.
Well, many cancer patients don't know that chemotherapy has only been shown to be effective in treating two types of cancer, and that is testicular cancer and Hodgkin's lymphoma. The effectiveness of chemo is usually measured in what's called the five-year survival rates. In other words, we look to see what percentage of patients are still alive 5 years after chemotherapy treatment. The literature shows that chemo fails in 98% of cases of other types of cancer. So a report released by the Journal of Clinical Oncology, for example, showed only a 2.1% effectiveness rate of chemotherapy for 22 types of cancers in the United States. Another study released by the International Journal of Gynecological Cancers looked at patients with a particular type of ovarian cancer between the years 1968 to 2011. Over 40 years of data, and they identified what they called only a moderate beneficial effect. And they further concluded that given the toxicity of chemotherapy, other options should be considered. They also noted in this study up to 4% of patients actually died from the chemotherapy itself. So the chemotherapy is only effective 2% of the time, and you have a 4% chance of dying from it. So you have twice as much of a chance of dying from chemotherapy as you do from it being successful for you. Normally, a drug would be taken off the market if it was shown to kill 4% of the people that used it, but chemotherapy remains on the market. The physicians that conducted this study also cautioned that due to the poor study methods used in prior studies, those studies that tout the success of chemotherapy seem to be overly optimistic in their opinion. I discuss all of this as well in the Answer to Cancer and provide more effective alternatives to consider.
Dr. Riobay, that is certainly some frightening and alarming information. Now, why do we still use chemotherapy despite these dismal statistics?
Well, again, some say that it's driven by profits for doctors who administer these drugs, what's called fee-for-service. But this is how all professionals get paid for their services, so I believe it's myopic to look at this problem from only this perspective. Whether a doctor prescribes chemotherapy or another modality, I think it's fair to expect that they would profit from delivering their expertise to clients, just as our lawyers and our accountants do. What we need to focus on is awareness. Both doctors and consumers are unaware of other options and how effective they are. If demand for chemotherapy goes down because consumers demand other options and exercise these options, the use of chemotherapy will naturally decline. Awareness of a different and more effective path is the solution. When we're unaware of what's available, again, we're touching the trunk of the elephant and thinking it's a tree branch, we continue to have the same outdated models of care. So it's only embracing modern science and the direction in which it's heading that we begin to see a paradigm shift. All other areas of science are embracing energy-based science, and it's time to bring this into medicine as well. Once we educate our frontline physicians and medical students and allow them to study and review the overwhelming evidence of the success of energy-based medicine, we'll see a paradigm shift. We'll see a change in focus. But it begins with consumer demand and awareness. Since both patients and doctors are not aware of other options, they default to what's familiar, even if it's not effective. Before I studied TCM and alternative medicine and knew of their benefits, I steered my own grandfather towards chemotherapy 12 years ago. Because at that time, that's all I knew, and he died less than 6 months later after suffering terribly with fatigue, difficulty walking due to severe nerve damage, and a decreased appetite due to these side effects of chemotherapy. So now I know better, and I would never recommend this modality to my family members or my patients.
Why is there so much conversation about immunotherapy if it's not going to solve the cancer epidemic?
I believe immunotherapy is popular because we hope it'll prove more effective than our current strategy of chemotherapy, which has been proven to be ineffective. So we've discovered that the immune system identifies and kills cancer cells. So we're developing strategies to manipulate the immune system with man-made proteins and other treatments in the hopes of killing cancer cells. Again, while this may temporarily prolong life for a few months, it comes at a very heavy price, and it doesn't treat the underlying cause of cancer. Immunotherapy also uses synthetic drugs, which counteract the body's natural function, which will only lead to trouble long-term, just as chemotherapy does. Immunotherapy still treats the symptoms and not the cause. So we hear a lot about immunotherapy because it's different. It's clear that cancer is becoming more common, and we're scrambling to find effective treatments that chemo hasn't provided. So a new possible strategy is always exciting. Unfortunately, immunotherapy is still working from the same flawed paradigm. We're diagnosing and treating cancer by killing cancer cells, which only treats the symptoms. An effective treatment strategy must focus on the underlying causes of the cancer, which are the metabolic disturbances which lead to the immune system failure. So while we're identifying that the immune system is important for killing the cancer cells, we're still not identifying why that patient developed cancer at all and why the immune system failed in the first place. So the immune system malfunction is not the cause of cancer. It, too, is a symptom of the metabolic disturbances that lead to that cellular dysfunction and that missed opportunity for the immune system to detect the cancer cell early and kill it. So killing cancer cells is a natural function of the immune system if it's working properly. So unless we look at the root cause of the immune system failure, we're still missing the opportunity. So we recognize at the Rio Bay Institute that the treatment of the underlying causes, in addition to killing the cancer cells themselves, is the most effective treatment and prevention strategy.
Today we are once again with Dr. Milan Rio Bay, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine of the Rio Bay Institute of Integrative Medicine, located in Stuart, Florida, here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Information and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Rio Bay, if you would get into what other strategies would be more effective to treat cancer, that would be great.
Well, traditional Chinese medicine has been shown in both the Chinese and European medical literature to more effectively treat cancer than our conventional methods here in the United States. European studies also show the benefits of other alternative treatment strategies, such as high-dose vitamin C. High-dose vitamin C can be administered intravenously through the bloodstream to more safely kill cancer cells, and this has been long shown in Europe. Vitamin C is natural and works to boost body function naturally rather than manipulating it or forcing it to react in ways that are counterproductive, such as what chemotherapy and immunotherapy do. TCM-based integrative strategies help the body regain balance. So these strategies are more effective because they look for and treat the underlying causes in a natural and safe way. So just as a small example, there's an herb called astragalus, or Wang Qi in traditional Chinese medicine, that is used to raise the qi or the vital energy of the body. It's used in many formulas in TCM to treat energy deficiencies. Astragalus has been studied and shown to repair the mitochondria. The mitochondria are the metabolic engines of the body. So this is where the energy currency of the body is made using oxygen. So mitochondria are responsible for cellular gene reproduction, and when they're damaged, this leads to dangerous genetic mutations that we can finally diagnose as cancer. So mitochondria are where it's at. So repairing the mitochondria is critical to restoring the body's ability to make and use energy with oxygen. It's really important for the listeners to remember that cancer cells can't survive in oxygen. So if you start having a cancer cell make energy with oxygen, it's going to die. So it's a very important treatment and prevention strategy. Also, when your body starts to use oxygen more effectively by making energy, that prevents gene damage. Again, that's critical to cancer care. So Wang Qi or astragalus has been proven to repair mitochondria in several studies. And when we use this herb with the correct pattern of disharmony, according to Chinese medicine principles, it provides a very safe and effective treatment that we can use in conjunction with other treatment strategies. So we can combine TCM treatment with other things to kill cancer cells, such as high-dose vitamin C. High-dose vitamin C becomes hydrogen peroxide in the body, and hydrogen peroxide will allow the body to use oxygen to make its energy. And again, cancer cells cannot live in the presence of oxygen. It's toxic to cancer cells. So it's very healthy for our normal cells and deadly for cancer cells. So using high-dose vitamin C the right way, you have to use it intravenously, can kill cancer cells safely, effectively. It also boosts the immune system naturally. Ozone is another treatment strategy that many people have never heard of here in the United States. And ozone has been studied extensively for over 40 years in Europe, and it's shown to be safe and effective. So there are many strategies that can help restore proper body function and flow with the body's natural, natural rhythm. And it's helping the body to make and use oxygen to make its own energy, which kills cancer cells and helps repair the underlying root causes. So there are several other modalities that we can combine, as I discuss in my book, The Answer to Cancer.
Really good to know there's other options for us to treat cancer. Thanks for sharing those great details. Lastly, why is TCM and integrative medicine so well equipped to be the answer to cancer?
TCM and integrative medicine was developed and designed to treat symptoms and conditions by identifying and treating their root causes with natural and safe modalities. So, for example, we use herbs, acupuncture, oral and intravenous nutrients, natural hormone balancing, safe detoxification strategies, and more. So the key here is that those systems are looking for and can find the underlying causes of symptoms to treat early before a disease sets in. And even after a disease is already diagnosed, it can still diagnose those root causes and begin to help, reverse that disease. A careful TCM-based evaluation leads to the proper diagnosis of the underlying causes, which then steers more cutting-edge cellular-based testing to complement the information. So it provides multiple layers of safe and effective treatment. So we're not just approaching the condition from one angle, as we tend to do in conventional medicine. We're surrounding the condition with multiple strategies, nutrition, detoxification, lifestyle modifications, medications that are safe and natural, herbs, acupuncture. So there are multiple treatment modalities that surround the patient that kind of help just gently nudge the body back into proper body function over time. We have very complex diseases today. Cancer is an extremely complicated metabolic catastrophe that requires an approach from an energy-based, nutritional, hormonal, herbal, and, mind-body-spirit perspective. The body is too complex for us to think that we're going to drill into it and provide one treatment modality that's suddenly going to turn the switch on and make it function properly. It's unrealistic to think that that's going to work. Our best option is to allow the body to work normally and to kind of get out of its way and to stop interfering with it. When the body has the tools that it needs to function, it will naturally find its own path to body function. So I use the example with patients all the time of, when we cut our skin. You cut your skin, you don't have to do anything to make it heal itself. It will automatically trigger a very complicated cascade of billions of chemical reactions that will result in your skin being perfectly repaired within, 24 to 48 hours. Same thing with the heartbeat. We don't have to think to make our hearts beat. The body knows exactly all of the billions and billions of chemical reactions it has to do over and over and over again to make sure the heart beats properly. So the body knows what it's doing. It's just that when we interfere with it by introducing toxins, that then cause vitamin and mineral deficiencies, toxic buildup, that the body begins to lose its way because the way that it would naturally do something has now been obstructed. And then it's pretty smart. It goes and it finds another way to do it. But if every way that it turns is obstructed because there are vitamin deficiencies, hormone imbalances, and toxins everywhere it turns to try and get, you know, that function resolved, it'll break down. And that's what's happening today. So we have to just find out, well, what's in its way, and let's get it out of its way. Let's get the toxins out. You know, if it's heavy metals, let's get those out. If there are vitamin and mineral deficiencies, let's correct those. And let's correct those properly. We have to correct them from a cellular-based perspective. We can't look in the bloodstream for these answers because the body doesn't reveal those answers through the bloodstream. Those are cellular-based problems, and it's within the cells that the body functions. So you're not going to find those answers in the bloodstream because the bloodstream is not inside the cells. So we have to do testing that is geared to the inside of the cells to find these things out. So this is what we do. The body's too complex for us to think we're going to, you know, drill down and fix everything that's wrong with it. We simply provide it with what it needs, and we allow it to find its own path, and then we reassess and see where it's landed, and then we continue to just assist it to find its own path. And this is the TCM-based integrative approach that we have at the Ryobay Institute, and that's what I call the Ryobay Method.
Tell our listeners where they can get more information on you, your practice, and how they can be in touch as well. We certainly appreciate each and every time you've been with us.
Oh, thank you, Eric. Yes, you can go to MilenRyobayMD.com, where you can pre-order your copies of the books, The Tao of Integrative Medicine and The Answer to Cancer. You can also find all kinds of helpful information that I hope will start you on a good path to prevention.
Well, Dr. Ryobay, it has been our pleasure to have had you with us during these series of interview sessions. Very informative, and we appreciate your sharing your knowledge and expertise each and every time with our audience here on eHealth Radio. And let's do this again.
Thank you. It's a privilege and an honor to be here. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Milan Ryobay, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine. She is the founder and director of the Ryobay Institute of Integrative Medicine, located in Seward, Florida, a progressive medical practice that fuses traditional Chinese medicine with the cutting-edge technology of integrative medicine. And for more information, simply visit MilanRyobayMD.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Information and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.